Michelle Boileau has been told her whole life that she's a leader. I suppose it might be true, said the Timmins mayor-elect after securing the win. Boileau was elected as mayor in a decisive win on October 24, taking 61.47%, 7,403 votes, of the vote. Her nearest competitor was Joe Campbell with 32.07% of the vote, 3,836 votes, and Richard Lafleur secured 6.46% of the vote, 778 votes. The election results are unofficial right now and will be confirmed later in the week. Boileau watched the results roll in surrounded by friends and family at Full Beard Brewery. I haven't even processed it really, it's a little overwhelming, but it's really nice. It's really special to be here with a lot of my friends and family, I think that's really what's making the moment feel so special, she said. First elected to council in 2018 as a Ward 5 councillor, this is Boileau's first mayoral campaign. It's a job she started eyeing during her term as councillor, especially in the last couple of years when she stepped into leadership roles on boards and committees. With former Mayor George Peary vacating the seat after being elected as Timmins MPP in June, it meant a new person would be at the head of the council table. Kristen Murray was appointed mayor over the summer, but chose to run for re-election in Ward 5 instead of seeking the mayor's seat. Social issues are one of the key issues she said the next council will face, though she says they've been hearing it all. We've been hearing housing, we know that housing is going to be something that we're going to have to tackle if we want to touch on some of those other priorities such population growth and being able to attract skilled workers, attract post-secondary students. A lot of that's going to come down to housing as well. Luckily we've already made quite a bit of leeway with provincial partners, I've had some meetings with ministers so I'm looking forward to doing those follow-ups now in my role now that I know I'm doing another 4 years on council, she said. Over the past 4 years, Boileau has learned to expect the unexpected. We had all these plans, we had our sights set on all these projects, and there was a bit of a wrench thrown into that and so I'm cautiously optimistic for the next 4 years, but of course, I don't want to make too many promises, commit to too many different things because we never know what's going to happen tomorrow or in a year from now, she said. Campbell, who has been a fixture on council for the past 8 years, watched the results with supporters at the Schumacher Lions Den in the McIntyre Arena. Around 9 p.m. he conceded the win to Boileau. I'd hoped it would be a lot closer than it was but I congratulate Michelle on the campaign she ran, he said. After the results were confirmed, he stopped by Boileau's party as well. This election marks the end of Campbell's political career. Timmins is a very kind city, when you knock on their door, I received very few adverse comments, so kudos to the people of Timmins, he said. This is not a wake. Socialize, have something to eat, and we'll get on with our lives tomorrow. In Ward 1, Rock Whistle was acclaimed. Lorne Feldman has ousted incumbent Mickey Auger in Ward 2. The unofficial results have Feldman with 449 votes and Auger with 331. Marcus Niebler received 186 votes. In Ward 3, Bill Gavazdanovich will retake a seat at the council table. He received 372 votes, with Carter Lukic coming in second with 294 votes and Sylvain LaCroix securing 50 votes. John Curley is returning as the Ward 4 councillor, taking 645 votes. Ken Steinbrunner is the runner-up in the ward with 370 votes and Tim Jamieson takes 329 votes. It will be all familiar faces representing Ward 5. Kristen Murray, who has served one term as a councillor in the ward and was appointed as mayor over the summer, received 3,965 votes. Behind her is Steve Black with 3,801 votes. He is also a former mayor and served one term as a Timmins councillor prior to winning the top seat. Andrew Marks and Corey Robin will also be returning as councillors, receiving 2,800 and 2,370 votes, respectively. In the English Public School Board race, Stephen Munier, Crystal Huey and Bob Brush will be at the table. For the English Separate Trustee, the people elected are Glenn Allen Shekulski, Colleen Landers, Fred Salvador and Paula Delgaitis. The French Public Board trustees are Nicole Arcand and Liliane Francis, who were both acclaimed. The French Separate Trustees are Michel Mailloux, Denis Boulanger and Norm Boldic. This story was originally published on Timmins Today on October 24.